from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I've never asked him this. I'll have to ask him the next time we talk to him, which might be a year given the way things have gone. There's a video package from WrestleMania 31 that I'm almost positive Deuce is on. Because I know Deuce was there. I knew Deuce and Morgan at the time, and I know that they were at WrestleMania. But there's a and it could just be a guy that looks like Deuce. But like when it's one of those, you know, WWE camera things where they play Seth's music and they show the crowd reaction. I'm like, is that Deuce? I swear to God, I think that's Deuce. And then, you know, they show Seth come running out. I'll have to ask him that. I'll text him.
Text him. See what's going on with it.
Everyone sit here quietly while I text Deuce.
Why would he text Deuce?
While Casey looks up more highlights from 2003 Raws.
Well, now they have to side. You know, it's suggestion about serious moments, WWE serious moments.
Oh,
this is
I don't imagine that those are very.
They showed
good
when
at all.
When Roman had to come out and say, you know, he was stepping away for because of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened with Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Did he retire or something like this? Was old, like I want to say it might have been WCW.
Hacksaw had cancer.
Okay, that's must have been what
I mean.
It was.
It's the best of my. He's still alive and with us.
Okay,
but like he had cancer.
So there was that
Ultimate Warrior giving the speech.
Yeah, that's weird.
Kicking it the next day.
That is crazy.
They're at the part now obviously.
After being gone for all of those years.
Yeah,
coming back, essentially getting closure with everyone at WrestleMania. And then dying the next day is absolutely insane. Mm.
We talk about this often, but now they're talking about when the Owen pay-per-view. Jim Ross is there, and that's just, that's crazy.
Have you ever heard JR tell the story of that moment when Kevin Dunn, the producer, gets in his ear and is like, hey, we're coming back. They're airing something. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, we're coming back and we need you to give an update on Owen.
Mm-hmm.
And JR hits the talk back button and says, I don't have an update on Owen.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, Jimmy's dead. And we're back in 10, 9, 8. And then he has to... I remember that one vividly. He has to make the announcement that Owen passed away, which was, it's just insane to look back at. See, like he says, unfortunately, you know, due to the accident, like Owen Hart has died. And it's like, what? And then like someone's music hits.
Yeah, that's, wow.
How do you think the WWE has just stuck around for so long with all of it? Like Owen Hart died. Like people could have went to jail for like negligence and all that stuff.
I think you mentioned it. They really had a wake up call with Benoit, right?
Eddie.
Well, Eddie.
Eddie was the wake up call. Mm. Yeah, Eddie.
Even more than Chris, because
more than Chris. Chris was because they had started to implement some changes, like some legit changes, when Eddie passed away.
Because I think Chris was national.
Benoit like
Chris
was right, but Benoit was so bad they
distanced themselves.
They almost went into self defense mode. It was similar to Owen, right? Owen's a freak accident. Like that, there was a lot of negligence on people's part. It probably wasn't as much on WWE's part as much as it was on the people that they hired, and maybe they didn't vet it enough. So you could certainly blame the WWE for a variety of different things there. But Eddie was like an internal, like, wait a minute, like we were. Like he was one of our top, like what?
Mm.
Benoit was so awful that I don't think it became, hey, what do we have to do better? It was immediately, oh my God, we have to defend ourselves against everybody. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they made any changes after that. I just know after Eddie, they made massive changes that I think they stuck with. For quite a while. It doesn't really feel like they do that now. Like I was watching a little bit of Cody and Randy doing, you know, I guess Cody's got like a new little sit down thing where he's talking to Randy Orton, and Randy just looks massive.
He does. I saw that.
And
too.
This thing with Matt Trishan is a shoot. Like I love training. I feel like I've studied the body a lot. I've been able to work with incredible people like Al Biaconi. I always have guys like Pete Youngman at our disposal to talk to. At their age, there, AJ, even Dwayne, like that's not normal.
Like, that is not DDP like, yoga.
That's crazy the way that those guys look in such a short period of time. Mm-hmm. And obviously those guys are professionals. They know how to do things, you know, a certain way. But just at their advanced age, like that's, and looking at Randy yesterday. Like Randy's got a little Barry Bonds stuff going. Like his head's a little bigger.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what they do now, if anything, as it pertains to like drug testing. Mm-hmm. But Eddie's thing was like Eddie had an issue with like prescription drug. He had an issue with a lot of different things outside of steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what I think they were looking for more rather than steroid use, which they certainly did.
Mm-hmm.
You can track the history and see it. Not with everybody, mm-hmm. but you can track the history and see it. And it's the famous line when CM Punk walked out. They asked CM Punk to take a drug test, and he looks at Hunter and says, "Did you take one?" And then he walks out and doesn't return to the company for however many years.
Guys, I know, the guys are fit, but if you look at, like, I'm going through it here in this video, and then even the clip with Eugene, that ruthless aggression type era, those guys were massive. Like, they were so buff. They were almost cartoonish.
Yeah.
Like, and I think about like Triple H and how buff he was. And then you look at Eddie. Eddie was...
John Cena was damn near Captain America.
Man, those guys were so... They were just ripped. They were buff.
Yeah.
And it was like that.
Crazy thing about Eddie is he's short.
Right.
Like, Hunter's pretty tall.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's six for, you know, six plus.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie's not. Like, I have a picture with Eddie, and Eddie and I are the same size.
Mm.
But he, you know, he just was built out differently.
Yeah.
Then, you know, Warren brings up Batista. Batista, you know, was 40-something when he started wrestling, or around 40.
Yeah, he's another one.
And then you see these guys, oh, he tore his tricep. Oh, he tore his bicep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. I know what I'm looking at here. Like, what does the same stuff happen to
Isn't that
Steiner?
What happened to Cena when he came back early?
Cena had a torn tricep.
Yeah.
Cena, the Royal Rumble thing. Yeah, Cena had a torn tricep.
Damn.
Shout out Randy Orton though. Says he could wrestle another 6 years.
Good for him, man.
He's a legend.
He's one of those. Like he's. He's a legend. Like he's a shoot. He's a real legend. He's a mega star in wrestling. I don't think he's as big of a star outside of wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really excited to talk to Bianca next week because Bianca's younger,
mm-hmm.
and you wonder, you know, guys, you know, who grew up and became wrestlers, like say in the Attitude Era or whatever. this 96, 97 era, they dreamt of being a wrestler. Mm-hmm. Someone Bianca's age, like, did you grow up, did you grow up dreaming to be like a megastar where you get like, you're a wrestler, but you get like your own show.
Right.
Like, you know, Miz and Marie, they had their reality show. John and the Diva show.
Yeah.
Like, it goes hand in hand with being a WWE star now.
Yeah.
Is mega stardom outside professional wrestling if you hit a certain level. And Bianca hit that level stunningly quick.
Yeah.
Like, she became a mega star outside of wrestling like that. And you talk about moments, man. That moment with Sasha gets every damn time.
That's special.
Every time.
And I'm interested to see what she says, too, because I watched something on Bianca a little while ago. Mm-hmm. And for her to be as good as she is, just as a wrestler, like everything that she understanding the business or whatever, I don't think she grew up thinking about wrestling. Mm. I remember she was a track star.
Mm-hmm.
She was a track star. She got scholarship, I think, in track. And then something happened, and then she started doing CrossFit. And then from CrossFit is how she got discovered or introduced or somebody in wrestling. Like, you know, you ever thought about this?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if she, like, watched it growing up and was just enjoyed it as a fan but never thought. I'll be interested to see what she said, because I know she was a track star for her.
I feel like that's the move for them now. They always look for athletes now, I feel.
No, that's 100%
the move. Turn them into wrestlers.
Yeah, they signed them to NIL deals.
Yeah.
They had a Olympians on NIL deals.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Mm-hmm. From different colleges, it's different.
Or the other move is if you're just a baddie.
Well, that's Shawn Michaels' move.
That's how you get on NXT.
That's if we're ranking Shawn Michaels' eras, this Shawn Michaels might be at the top.
We all agree.
NXT version of Shawn Michaels might be at the top, and then we'll rank everything after that.
Is Shawn the Pat Riley of WWE, just a legend everywhere he's been?
Yeah, well,
every job.
Ric Flair could never. At this point, there's no point in teasing what we're going to talk about next. So phone lines are open for you, as always, 916-909-1320. We are all alone all day. This is what happens.
Leave us to our own devices.
When we're alone all day. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Kimberly just told me she needs the list for everyone who's coming on Wednesday. Mm. I was like, buddy, you're going to have to give me a minute because there's a lot of screen names on here.
Michigan Wolverines will be here.
Yeah, and that's not even what I wrote. I just wrote Michigan. I'm going to have to get, people's real names. This is crazy.
Yeah, can you please mark down the serial connection, please?
I told her the serial connection. I told her it's going to be like the club. Because she was talking about, she told you there's going to only be a certain amount of people in here.
Yep.
And if we got more, they're just going to have to wait until somebody leaves.
Well.
That's how they did 705 J Street.
Yeah, well, that's what they did. But I told her, because everyone knows if you're on the list, you got to stay at least 2 hours.
Mm.
Because you're taking up people's spots.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then after that, you know, you do what you got to do, and that's fine. That's why, you know, some people couldn't make it. I know Chiron couldn't make it. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
September 9th. Sky River Casino. This is a little bit different than a live broadcast. You can't really come and go like you do at 32 Brew Street. But we do have food. We are going to have an amazing time. And again, if you missed out on the 1,000th episode, it's all good. September 9th, Sky River Casino, Monday Night Football, 49ers and Jets. We'll be out there, and I can tell you with 100% certainty that show is not going to suck.
No. No. Vibes are going to be up. Hopefully by then, 49er vibes are up as well. Hopefully.
Well, 49er vibes are trash right now.
They really are. I was thinking about this yesterday. So now Nick Wright is on this whole thing about, I think Brock Purdy might be just like Jimmy Garoppolo. If you look at the numbers, it's like, all right, bro. All right. I'm at the point with Brock Purdy. Because everybody knows where I stand. I've said it. He's a top 5 to 7 quarterback in this league. That's who he is. That's who he is. But I'm at the point now where if people don't see it that way, like how we are with the Kings, that's fine. That's fine. And I hope, here's the thing. I hope he never gets an opportunity to prove you guys wrong. I hope he always plays with great players. I hope Kyle Shanahan is always his coach. Oh, we have this conversation to the end of time. I don't need him to ever prove anything. Have the best players, have the best coaches, and play great. I don't care.
I think he's playing this weekend.
I think he's going to get, I don't know how many series, but I assume he's playing because I don't expect him to play in that third game. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's home too. I go back and forth with the 49ers on being overly concerned about the vibes and being very excited about this team.
Well, let's see what Lewis thinks, because he must have heard us talking about him.
Yeah, the Real Brothers of Sacramento, you know what it is.
Lewis, what's up, baby?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? What's going on? Hey, for starters, I heard that I'm too late to get into the thing on Wednesday, so I'm real disappointed about that, man. I don't know. You think you guys can carve out a spot for old Louie Lou?
I gotta say no. Otherwise Kimberly's gonna kick my ass. But let's stay tuned. Let me do some work this weekend. And then we'll reconvene, but right now I've got to shut everything down.
Do we have?
Or I'm gonna get hit with a steel chair.
Do we have? All serious. Do we have your information? Do you have it, or can you give it to Jesse? Or
is Lewis from the Real Brothers of Sacramento? What more information could you possibly need?
I know, right?
I literally have Michigan Wolverines in the serial connection coming to the. coming to the party.
Hey, but listen now. I know this, you know. But listen now. I did want to talk a little Brandon Ayuk.
Okay.
You know, I'm fascinated how football has kind of changed. It used to be really just win, and folks were really interested in keeping all of their best players. Now, one of the things I noticed, you know, they like guys to be around for the first five years, right? And then they're 28, 29 years old, and then you have guys who are all pros going on one-year deals to Arizona, right, to the Falcons, right? Mm-hmm. Talking about that safety from Denver. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, no place in the league for him, right? But, no, they want to, you know, draft a guy and work him in. With Ayuk, I'm just a little disappointed with the Niners. You know, he's done everything right. You know, Debo, he whined, he complained, he went to social media, he did all that, got paid, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Brandon, all he's done is just keep his head down.
No, don't do that. No. Don't Lewis, don't do that.
Lewis, that's not what
don't
happened.
Cut him either, but don't do that. Like Brandon has played the same playbook, so he's done the same thing.
Not the exact same playbook. You guys don't remember how down and dirty Debo got, huh?
The guy, Ayuk, was talking about, I got Washington's playbook, talking to Jaden McDaniels on social media, talking about, you don't want me no more.
No, I didn't hear about that. So, yeah, that's, you know. But here's the thing, you know, with these players, and I think, you know, it's really weird when they have to work so hard to get their money. It just rarely works out for either party. You know, the team will say, well, see, we didn't give him the money. He's not playing well. And the guy won't play well. But, you know, the guy ain't playing well because he's all of a sudden woke up and understood it's a real business. You know, when guys have to fight for the money that they've earned, it's just never a good look. Me.
Well, that's Lewis, that's life, man.
Yeah.
Like I do it. Mm-hmm. KC does it. I mean, you do it. We all do it. Like we all know how much work we put into our craft. Mm-hmm. And look, I'm not paid enough. KC's not paid enough. Jesse's not paid enough. Kyle's not, Lewis probably isn't paid enough. Mm-hmm. Ramsey's not paid enough. Like look, that's, we know how much work we put into the jobs that we do, and we know we're constantly fighting with our employers to get more money. This is no different. Mm-hmm. It's a lot more money than we might be fighting for,
right.
And it's why we're often so willing to say, no, take the $26 million versus the $30 million. What's the difference? You won't even notice. Mm. Yeah, we're quick to do that, but, like, no, these guys are like, I'm contribute more to this football team mm-hmm. than what that dollar figure says I do. And my job has a barometer that you can use for other people who do what I do mm-hmm. in this same line of work and what they make. And I know I'm better than that guy, you know I'm better than that guy and that guy. You know I'm a number one conceiver, a number one wide receiver on a team that can win the Super Bowl this year. Mm-hmm. Pay me like it. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're at. And I don't know. I admittedly did not think we were going to be here, even knowing the way that the 49ers do stuff, even though the way that the Debo Samuel stuff broke down. And I think Lewis has missed a lot of the offseason, by the way. And
he said,
he did a podcast.
He said, you could just put his head down.
No, that is absolutely not what he has done. Not even close.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
I don't. He damn near hit us with a, that was different.
The Ramsey. So
right. Exactly. but you're right, Lewis. Guys got to fight for what they're worth. Mm-hmm. But buddy, that's reality. That's the workforce.
Yeah, man. And in this situation, I'm not really here to necessarily pick sides or say one side is wrong or the other. I think both sides are doing what they feel they have to do for what's best for them in the future,
mm-hmm.
right? Like Brandon Ayuk, like, I need to get paid. That's best for me and my family in the future. The 49ers, I know this is an unpopular opinion, but they've got a roster to construct for the future. Like as much as everybody, including myself, kind of wants them to just say, forget everything. It's all about this year and right now. Like it's not necessarily how things work and how you got to go about it. Mm-hmm. You got to plan for two, three years. You know, you want to have a sustained run of being a top team. You know, you're going to at least try to make that happen. What eventually happens, whether you, you know, bend a little bit and give extra money or whatever, we'll see. But you've got to try, and I think that's what's going on here. And, man, it really felt like we were close to some type of resolution a couple of different times, and we're not. And do you think you get a clear outlook on what may happen the further along we go?
Yeah, you have to.
No, but I mean like right now, like Brandon Ayuk hasn't been traded mm-hmm. as of today.
Mm-hmm.
We've started week two of the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
We're 3-4 weeks away from week one.
Mm-hmm.
Does that tell you anything about where you think this ends up? Like, do you say like the longer we get, the less likely it is he's traded or something like that?
No. I think if we get to the end of the preseason and nothing's done, yeah, that is extremely concerning. Mm. But right now, like, no. And part of the reason is it's not the same. I understand that this isn't a perfect comparison. Nick Bosa got done like 2 days before the first snap. And I'm being a little sarcastic, but
like
we know
Monday, I think.
We know how long that dragged out.
Yeah.
If we get to that point, then yeah, I'm worried. If we get to the point where the 49ers play 7 days from now mm-hmm. and nothing's done, yeah, I'll be concerned about that. I'm not happy with where they're at right now. It feels unnecessary from based on what we know mm-hmm. or based on what we think we know. It feels unnecessary on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like it shouldn't be this difficult. But I've also developed a theory dating back to the conversation we had yesterday about CeeDee Lamb and the Dallas Cowboys, where according to Dallas Morning News or whoever it was, those guys said that they believe the offer is coming from the Dallas Cowboys at $33 million, and CeeDee Lamb is looking for something around $35 million. Mm-hmm. Average annual value, the new hotness in the NFL. And it's like, well, what is the true hang up with that? And I'm telling you, I think it's the fact that CeeDee and Jamar are both unsigned right now. They're both looking for contracts, and they don't want to be the first.
Mm.
Ayuk has kind of inserted himself into that conversation, though with all due respect to him, and I think he is very, very good, he's not yet in that conversation.
Mm.
However, from an agent standpoint, it's like, what does this shake out to look like?
Yeah.
Because if CD gets 35, again, hypothetically, Jamar signs the next day for 36,
mm-hmm.
or swap those two around, what would that mean for my client? Does all of a sudden 32 not look nearly as outrageous? Does 30 not look as outrageous, mm-hmm. knowing what those top numbers are? Because now you've got 30 in this hypothetical situation, a 36, a 35, and a 35 for the top three receivers in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, no, I think we have a stronger case to make this. And it's a game of chicken. No one wants to blink yet.
Mm.
To go to the question you asked a minute ago, the closer we get to the start of the season, someone's going to have to blink. And in the case of, and I'll include CD in this, but certainly in the case of Jamar, in the case of CD, and in the case of Brandon Ayuk, those are three wide receivers on three Super Bowl caliber teams.
Mm-hmm.
You like them missing out on that. That's a massive mistake mm-hmm. on all fronts.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how we like shape this, or you know, maybe with the Cowboys situation, you don't know exactly what's going on at quarterback. Joe Burrow, he needs his targets.
Right.
Brandon Ayuk, in my opinion, no matter how Kyle Shanahan runs the offense, he needs his target.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, you know, we're not talking about the Jaguars here. We're not talking about teams on the decline or who really don't have a strong shot at winning a Super Bowl. We're talking about three legitimate Super Bowl contenders that are wrapped up in this wide receiver holdout situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's. I'm real interested to see how it plays out. Obviously, for the whole Niners thing, but you know, then you got this situation where I mean, take it for whatever it means to you. But you know, all the guys are reporting like, yeah, Brandon Ayuk's been intently watching practice, and I think today he was doing sprints on the side, and he's in 49ers gear and all this other stuff, and it feels like they're close, and I don't know what's keeping them from being able to figure this out. I don't know what it is. I mean, you've got, and I don't expect them to say anything different, but then you got guys like Debo, and I think somebody else is like, nah, it's going to get done. It's fine. You know what I mean? Like, he'll be here or whatever and whatever. But it really seems like what's best for both parties is to get a deal done and keep him with the 49ers. I don't know. We'll
Did you happen to catch the Athletics 25 under 25 list in the NFL? Justin Jefferson was number one. Micah at number two. Jamar was number three.
Jamar's a bad boy.
And CeeDee was number four. Pat Surtain was number five to round out the top five. Two Cowboys looking for deals and two wide receivers who are in a holdout situation right now. Crazy.
Man.
Meanwhile, Justin Jefferson is living his life.
He really is.
Like, I'm the one.
They got that taken care of.
And, he set the market.
They're going to stink, but he'll be paid.
Yeah, that's tough, man. That's tough for them. That's
Maybe we should turn Jefferson next to with Deion coaching.
Deion going to be the coach of the Vikings.
That's crazy.
The other thing, I was listening to Richard Sherman's.
That was the top five. Brock Purdy is on this list. He's 12th. He's behind Jordan Love, who was 11.
Jordan Love, good quarterback. I ain't going to say nothing crazy.
And CJ at 8.
CJ, I definitely ain't saying nothing crazy.
Now, CJ's him.
You said Jordan Love was 11th?
He's right before him.
And CJ's 8?
Yes.
Yeah.
That feels a little disrespectful.
The Jordan Love?
Yes.
The Jordan Love thing, I can't lie.
Brock's got like more of a body of work and all that.
I read all of this stuff like I missed it.
I mean,
like I thought he was good. Like I thought he was good, but I didn't see all
Jordan
this.
Love will be a good quarterback and all that but I wouldn't put him ahead of Brock Purdy right now for future rankings, for rankings now. Like, Brock is just better.
Brock was
drafted in the wrong spot.
The big situation there. Jordan Love is a good quarterback, and I keep going back to it, man. That game against the 49ers, that was such an overrated game for the Packers. The way people look at Jordan Love, people look at the Packers, all this other stuff. Jordan Love was pedestrian in that game. And in the biggest moments was awful. I literally just watched the interception to close the game. That was one of the worst decision throws of the year. I'm not even speaking in hyperbole. I mean, it was an off, and I don't know, that shouldn't define who he is or anything else like that. But if you watch the whole game, he was average to bad the entire time. And that's fine. He's going against one of the best defenses in the game, in the rain, and all this other stuff. But the problem that I have is people hold that game against Brock Purdy. He should have been intercepted four times in that game. All right, fine. Number one, he had a better game than Jordan Love statistically, and his team won. In the biggest moments, he made the plays to lead them to victory. So I mean it when I say – I'm not tripping. Like, people can rank Brock Purdy however they want to. I just want him to win games and be good with the team that he has and the coach that he has. And if that leads to a Super Bowl or something like that, that's all I care about. I don't really trip off rankings or whatever. But the process, like how people are getting to these rankings and stuff like that, it's like the NBA and the Kings. It's just like it doesn't make sense, man. It doesn't add up.
Well, let's talk about stories and things you're conditioned to. CJ is unavoidable. Like, if you're not writing favorably about CJ, you're
doing it wrong.
Yeah, no, you're gone. Like, I can't read what you write anymore. I can't listen to your podcast anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I can't take you seriously in your line of work anymore. Like, he is undeniable at this point. Again, I think Jordan Love is a fine quarterback, potentially, you know, on the road to being a very, very good quarterback. But what's the narrative here? Favre, Rodgers, who's next? Looks like they got their guy. They let Rodgers go for Jordan Love, and you just look for an inkling. Like, when you have a narrative in your head, when you have an idea in your head, you will look really, really hard to make it true. Mm-hmm. You will find the – you will watch that tape. You will watch that game much closer. Let's go to Brock. Last pick in the draft. Okay, that's going to hurt him because no one was paying attention to him. You're following now, there's a closer look now on Jimmy Garoppolo. Mm. Is Jimmy really good? Like, this Trey Lance thing didn't work. Maybe it really is just Kyle. Mm. Well, we're going to give Kyle all the praise. We're going to, yeah, this is the Kyle Shanahan era. This is the Kyle Shanahan team. Doesn't matter who you put back there. Mm-hmm. And so you watch with a narrative in your mind. Mm-hmm. And you will pick apart Brock Purdy differently than you'll pick apart Jordan Love. And it's this has been the theme of the day. It goes back to what we were talking about with the Kings. When you have something in your head about a team, mm-hmm. you can make yourself believe it's true. It was in the write-up that we read earlier from Breisel Report about the Kings. That I believe that sentiment was accurate. We read the Warriors write-up. Mm-hmm. They went in with an idea that was based off of what Anthony Slater wrote earlier this week.
Yeah.
And they went in and looked at the offseason. Oh, this was good. All right, man. If Anthony Slater's article had come out next week, I'm curious what the approach would have been with their write-up.
Mm.
Would it have been different?
Yeah.
But once you go in with once you go in looking for something, you'll see it.
Yeah.
You will make sure one way or another you'll see it.
And I want to reiterate again on my end, I think Jordan Love is – I think he's cool. I think he's good. And then when you talk about rankings and all, whether you have him at 11 and Brock at 12 and vice versa, whatever, I think they're on the same trajectory or mm-hmm. whatever the case may be. But, man, they love the Packers. I've seen a lot of I've seen a lot of, like, 13-4 or whatever the number adds up to – number one seed all the way through. And I just got to see it from Green Bay. I think they're a good team. I don't think they're better than Detroit. I guess that's where I keep coming from. Like, people talking about them in this conference and all this other stuff. I don't know if they're the best team in the division. And Chicago, I followed Chicago a little closely because of my guy, Allen, a Bears fan. Chicago got some rumblings. I saw some of Caleb Williams' game. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it was the preseason, but, man, he don't look like no slouch already.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they've got a lot of talent around them already ready to go. So I just think that division is going to be crazy. I think it's crazy to think anybody in that division is – I don't think anybody in that division is going to be the number one seed because they're just – I think there's too many good teams. They're going to hand each other at least one or two losses mm-hmm. in the division, mm-hmm. let alone what you got going on outside of the divisions.
You guys been watching Hard Knocks at all?
I haven't. I meant to. I haven't, though.
No.
I think I'm done with that show.
I.
There's no interest for me to,
I
like, go back and watch
that it.
I
was on.
I threw it on the other day for a few minutes. It's like, all right.
Yeah, the show just doesn't.
It just ran its course.
You know what and you know what? It's not their fault. I was thinking about this when we had a note that it started back up. Did anyone watch it? TV has changed so much. I mean, media has changed so much since Hard Knocks was created.
Mm-hmm.
Hard Knocks, when it started, was groundbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
Hard Knocks today is just another show.
It's true. You know how it's just another show? Because last night on YouTube, I was watching Brick by Brick with my team, the 49ers. If I want to see like
an
in-depth look of somebody's training camp, I don't have to watch Hard Knocks anymore.
Kings fans got the run.
Yeah.
Like every team, like your favorite team does something like Hard Knocks. So that show doesn't really mean anything anymore. Mm-hmm. And I know they did the off-season one mm-hmm. with the Giants. Mm-hmm. And there were some NFL people like, that was too much.
Yeah.
Like, look, hey, we get it. This is a behind-the-scenes look. That was way too much.
Yeah.
And it's a fine line between, like, okay, what do we reveal to make the show entertaining? What do we, you know, kind of keep secret a little bit because we don't want to reveal our process too much? And it's just like, guys, this isn't groundbreaking anymore. It doesn't mean they have to stop doing it.
Right.
It just means I don't have an interest in it anymore right. because I don't care what the Bears or Giants or Jets or whoever is doing. Like, if it's the 49ers, I'm watching. If it's the Raiders, I'm watching. For drama purposes, I might watch the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. But other than that, unless there's a personality I'm drawn to, I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, like you said, it doesn't have to go away.
Right.
But it's not appointment TV anymore.
We'll come back. I have a question for you. I've been meaning to ask you a couple of days about the Patriots.
Russell Wilson?
It's not Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's going to play football this weekend, though.
Yes. It's a Steeler, if you haven't heard.
Well, got to rewrite this whole segment. It's about the Patriots Falcons trade.
Okay.
So we'll
that was crazy.
We'll do that next. Plus some NFL talk. No James Hamm today, so we're hanging out. Phone lines are open for you. Steeler McCasey on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Did it? Kenny's that guy who
might be someone's Pepsi actually. I thought you were talking about one of the cans. That might be someone's Pepsi.
Well, is that the one that was in the side door?
Yeah.
Man, that thing has been there forever, dude. That thing has been there forever. There's a certain point where you just don't get it anymore.
You lost it.
The pal. Kimberly said to clean out the refrigerator, and Kenny took that seriously.
Then someone tossed out Charlie's food one time.
No.
No, so what was that?
So I think what happened was someone knocked Charlie's food on the floor. We thought they took it out and threw it away, but they actually
it was Danielle who that happened to, didn't it? Because we were about to beat up somebody because we thought it was Danielle.
Danielle. I think Danielle was the one who did it, right?
I thought it was.
Oh no, it was Danielle's food. I think.
Oh, it was Danielle's.
Because we were about to jump somebody. Because we're like, man, don't be messing with Danielle.
Like, who messes with Danielle? Oh, maybe it was Charlie who knocked the food out of there.
Darn it, Charlie!
I can't remember.
Oh man.
I'm going to go up to Danielle. Hey, who knocked down your food that one time?
I had to get Danielle talk. Danielle talk, man. You would be surprised.
Danielle would be great for what's your first sports memory question?
Yeah.
That'd be good. Danielle can go.
She'd probably be like Tyreek Evans half court shot.
Well, it's like Jesse watching.
I'm not that bad.
Rock and Hogan.
That's still 2002. It's low key attitude era ish.
Yeah,
it's so funny because Danielle doesn't like she once you get to know her, she's very engaging and does like
mm-hmm.
talk
mm-hmm.
But like at first it was like she never says anything.
Danielle, man.
Danielle's awesome. We really there's some people here that I just want to throw stuff at, but there are some awesome people here.
There is. I enjoy
when they're here they're awesome,
right?
But
Thank God I
got here when I did, because I think Stacy's gone.
Well,
I got Stacy the 7 seconds a day that she's free.
Right.
And she got like 1 4-minute conversation with Stacy, got like 12 things done. There's literally only one person we can go to get things done.
That's it.
And Stacy will say, go to Kim, and then Kim will get everything done.
Yeah. I enjoy working here a lot. It's very... It can maybe certain things, just like any job, can mm-hmm. be frustrating, but it's funny here. Like I crack up. There are some real characters.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even trying to be characters, but they're really characters in real life.
Bro, we legit get like run-ins from our coworkers on the show.
Right?
Right.
Like it's a TV show or something.
We got a 10-hour day today.
Yeah,
you know what the funny thing is? I confirmed, like, when we've told you guys, and we'll talk a lot more about this next week, how we have outsourced so much work to Zay and Leezy and mm-hmm. Dr. David, and really just all your social media posts, all of that stuff. Guess who's hanging up banners in downtown Sacramento this week? Guess who's unveiling the big KSFM roll-up thing?
Come on, man.
Yeah, that's D'Lo and Casey.
Come on, where we at?
We're at the roller rink.
No, I'm saying I thought something else. I thought we was having like one that stays.
Oh no, not that. No, no, no. I'm talking about board. I'm talking about there's no one to help us because they're at River Cats. They're at all these different events. Right. So we got this this Flashback Friday roller jam at the roller rink tonight from 6 to 10 across from Doco, and it's like, "Well, who's going?" Well, D-Lo, KC, and Complex. Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry. Who's going from the promotions team? Nobody.
We still have promotions for every station before Jackie the pandemic.
Jackie got to work. Joe got to be at the River Cats with Charlie and Hammer.
Yeah.
So,
well,
me and Complex are taking the DJ equipment out there and the banners. And
you know what we got to do? We got to roll up our sleeves to our freaking neck.
Well, that's what you have to do.
It's not possible, but...
Who does?
I've never had a hard sleeve. Like, how do you get past?
Somebody get that man. He's gonna choke on his sleeves.
And why are we rolling up our sleeves to our freaking neck for Seattle when we didn't do it for Anaheim?
Oh man, come on, man. That's an interesting cat.
That's one way of putting it. Yeah, interesting.
Damn, this is the best Pepsi too.
Yeah. Oh, it's it tastes better when it's somebody else's.
Tastes better when it's free, huh?
Hey, and shout out to our boy Leezy. I think Leezy's pulling up on us tonight.
Hey.
Every 5 minutes, Complex is asking, "Is Leezy coming tonight? Leezy coming tonight?" Yeah, I think he's coming. I invited Leezy because this is a shoot. I got to eat, so we're going to stop. I'm going to stop at Chipotle.
No, I'm going to Chipotle.
So we're going to Chipotle. I was like, "Leezy, pull up. Like, as soon as we get out of here, we're going to Chipotle." Leezy hit me with, "I think I'm trying to cut back, man."
Oh, wait, what?
Like, wow. All right,
wow.
Leezy. All right,
I guess.
I guess.
I'm going to Chipotle. I tried to go last night. Hey. They were nobody wants to go to Chipotle, Kenny. Find something else.
Don't have any weird moments with rice. I won't know what to do in that situation. All right, just
Ben said it's not the rice; it's the cilantro.
You know, you can order the rice without the cilantro.
Don't want to do that. Why would I do that?
Soren says Leezy went to Chipotle rehab. Hey, shout out Leezy.
Chipotle all glizzies now. No Chipotle's all glizzy. Well, what was the clip he said? I usually have like three glizzies or
that's
something.
That's what he said.
I think he said he could. I'm not even going to say the full thing because I don't want to. Like, he could take down three of them things. I think he's
All right.
I think you got the hockey, maybe. Or it might be on Kyle's page. So I don't know if it'll play, actually.
I think it's on Kyle's. Man. And I don't know how to get to Kyle's.
Yeah, Zabel's got the quote in the chat.
Yeah. Oh, my bad, Jesse. Yep, there it is. I can take down at least three glizzies. Well,
why'd he say it like that?
Well, Leezy says he's just trying to be healthy.
Shout out, Leezy.
Oh man! Wow.
We've been talking a lot of wrestling today. This is such a it's sad and equally incredible. Afa Anoa'i, the Roman Reigns' uncle, the other half of the Wild Samoans, passed away today. For those that follow wrestling, Sika passed away a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
the
wow.
Other half of the Wild. This feels
I
like
I didn't know that.
Yeah, this feels like a married couple that had been together so long, worked together for so long, been so close for so long, passing away within weeks of each other.
Mm.
Afa of the Wild Samoans passed.
And they were the ones that the very first time presented him and kind of crowned him as the tribal
Correct.
Chief, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm sure that storyline will have a little added emotion to it as we see it develop over the next couple of weeks.
Mm.
In any event, I've been meaning to ask you for a couple of days here.
Okay.
So the Patriots and Falcons did a deal that sent Matthew Judon to the Falcons a couple of days ago, and you had even noted recently that, you know, the Patriots, and that's a good ball player right there.
He is. I don't know if I overrate him a little bit, maybe, but I just think he's really good.
I don't think that you do, especially given the reaction to this trade. But knowing what we know, does that piss you off a little bit? Assumption, complete assumption. But if there are trade discussions between the Patriots and the 49ers, this deal happens days after those trades break down, or conversations break down, or however you want to frame it. Brandon Ayuk refuses to trade, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a reach to think that Judon was a part of that conversation.
Yeah. It doesn't upset me for a couple of different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I'd rather have Brandon Ayuk than Matthew Judon. You know what I mean? For this 49ers
Understood.
Team. So if that is what's going down and you're still keeping the ability to keep Brandon Ayuk, I'm going to take my chances with that. Number two, I know a lot of people, there were a lot of people who were like, man, the Niners couldn't have got in on that because of the asking price being so low. I think that's also kind of like a Hassan Reddick situation, though. I think he's going to be looking for
a contract, sure.
A big-time contract. So
it was a third?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're making that trade, unlike the Jets, you need to understand, maybe not right now,
per like, the CBA,
maybe not at this very moment like Hassan Reddick, but at the very least, by the end of the season, he's going to be looking for, you know, a big-time deal. So because of that, because of those two things, no, I'm not upset about it. I would have loved to have him on the team, though. I mean, he's you know, you guys know how much I like him. But it's okay. I understand. Wasn't good timing for us. Falcons making some moves, man. Trying to you know, raise their ceiling.
Didn't want Lamar Jackson, though.
Did not want Lamar.
No Lamar Jackson.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So cash the ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.